Unit 13. The difficulty of predicting earthquakes. Earthquakes are perhaps the deadliest type of natural disaster. These ground tremors can cause landslides and tsunamis, but the greatest danger comes from collapsing buildings. Scientists record approximately 200,000 earthquakes around the world each year, with hundreds of thousands of smaller quakes going undetected. Nevertheless, a method to predict earthquakes with any significant degree of accuracy has remained elusive to scientists. The forecasting of earthquakes remains a prominent area of interest in geological research. By using information collected from global seismic monitoring networks, geological fieldwork, and historical records, seismologists are able to make reasonably accurate forecasts for upcoming years and decades about earthquakes. However, they still lack methods to forecast earthquakes a few days or months in advance accurately. For instance, earthquake models show that the likelihood of Southern California having an earthquake of a 7.5 magnitude or greater in the next 30 years is 38%. However, the same models state that the odds of such a quake happening within a week are only 0.02%. This uncertainty in short-term forecasting makes it nearly impossible to generate accurate predictions about earthquakes right before they happen. To provide warnings far enough in advance, at least a few minutes, scientists would need to identify diagnostic precursors. Thus far, scientists have measured certain changes that occur before earthquakes. These include abnormal animal behavior, such as snakes and mice coming out of their holes, and the release of radon gas, which is produced by uranium. The water in ponds and wells will also bubble prior to earthquakes. However, these factors cannot be used to predict quakes, as they also occur without being followed by seismic events. Making more accurate predictions would require scientists to install measurement devices several kilometers below ground. There, they could detect the shifts in the Earth's crust that cause quakes. This would not only be very difficult to implement, but also prohibitively expensive. While we still cannot predict earthquakes, there are some systems put in place to help people stay safer when one does strike. For example, California has an earthquake early warning, EEW, system to give residents from a few seconds to a few minutes warning before a quake. It uses a system of sensors, and after detecting seismic waves, it sends warnings to people's phones of an impending quake. Perhaps more important is strengthening buildings to withstand earthquakes. Governments must enact regulations requiring new buildings be built strong enough to withstand earthquakes of certain magnitudes.